The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
First, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Rav David Grossman and the Beis Havad for this wonderful form of Habatas HaTorah that's made possible through the shiurim. May he and the Beis Havad continue to flourish and see many successes. The Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak in Sukkah deals with the idea of the shiur that took place when the time of the bringing of the karbanos. And the Gemara brings a machlokes whether the ikar shiur was bepeh, was the ikar of it the singing that took place, the shiur shel yoyim that we're familiar with that they sang each day of the week, or was it the ikar shiur bekeli, was it the musical accompaniment that was done with the various instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Ultimately, the Gemara comes out, everyone agrees that these instruments were considered fundamental to the Avodah, the Bidoch HaShabbos. Nonetheless, the Gemara does remain with the Machlokas, whether the Iker was the Peh, or was the main part the singing, or was the main part the music. The Gemara brings from Sukkim to support each point of view. If we go for a moment to the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Erechin, we're going to see over there a very interesting Mishnah that complements our sugya. In the Mishnah over there, it says that a Levi who's a katan, a young Levi, well, that ended Azara, El b'shash Leviim Oimer b'shir, only while the Leviim were saying shir, he wouldn't play an instrument, but rather he was singing the Litan Tevel b'ne'ima, in order to provide a certain higher pitch to complement the singing of the older Leviim. And in fact, the Mishnah goes on to say he was called the Tzeirei Leviim. He was considered a thorn in the size of the senior Leviim, in the sense that they were not able to hit the same high notes that the young Leviim were able to. In that Gemara over there, there's a very interesting discussion. The Gemara brings a Braisa from Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braisa goes to say that the Kinor in the Beis HaMikdash had seven strings. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Soiva Smachas Espanecha, Al Tigri Soiva Sheva. And the kinor of the Yemos HaMashiach is going to have eight strings. The Gemara brings another pasuk of L'Menatzeach al Hashminis, that there's going to be an eighth string at the time of Mashiach. And these strings are the notes of the musical keys, the notes. It's something which, it's a Gemara which is very difficult to understand. The musicians struggle with this Gemara, that we all know that when the seven notes are completed, then it just begins a new octave, and there's no room there for an additional note. And so what does the Gemara mean that there's going to be an eighth note when Mashiach comes? It would seem to be something which would seem impossible. And we're going to try and come to an understanding of this Gemara. The Ramban in the Shara Gemul in Perek Hei elaborates on this Gemara. It's a very, very interesting discussion regarding it. We're not going to go into it at the moment. At this point, we're going to go to a sugi in Brachos involving the discussion of Havdalah. We're going to try and understand the sugi over there, and then at that point, hopefully have the necessary understanding to allow us to come back to this Gemara and understand it properly. So the Gemara in Brachos, in the 8th parak, has a series of machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And amongst those machlokes is a machlokes regarding the Havdalah. And we're going to discuss two points, two machlokes in there. One machlokes is the bracha that we make on the Ner. According to Beis Shammai, the bracha we make is Shabara Ma'ar Ha'esh, Lashon Yachid, a singular form, Ma'ar Ha'esh, the light of the fire. And Beis Hillel says, Boirei Ma'ari Ha'esh, which is how we are Nayeg, that's the halacha. Boirei Ma'ari Ha'esh, Lashon plural, Ma'ari. And we look in the Gemara over there with the Pirush Rashi. We see that the Ma'ore Ha'esh refers to the multiple colors that are found in the fire. There's different colors that we find in the fire, and that's why we use the term Ma'ore. So what's the Pshat in Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai choose the singular form? So if we look in the Pirush of the Goyin on the Mishnayos, Kol Elyo in the Mishnayos and Brachos, the Goyin explains that Beis Shammai is using the singular form because rooted in one fire, and therefore Beis Shammai uses a singular form. Now, what is that? So the Goyin seems to imply it's maybe as a spiritual source where it's singular, but perhaps we could extend that in a physical way as well, that we know that there's the Ramban in Levin Parshas Noach brings out this point that the rainbow, the seven colors of the rainbow, are rooted in white light. The white light is the combination of all the colors, and when we prism it, it turns into the rainbow, and it splits into the seven colors. And the Beis Shammai is Ma'or, is that source where they're all together still, before they split. Perhaps, like I said, there could be a deeper source as well, but certainly on a simpler level, there's a singular source where we get the term Ma'or. There's an additional machlokes over there, which is whether or not we should first say the bracha of Besamim, as we do it, and then followed by the Ner, or the reverse, which is Shitas Beis Shammai, first the Ner, and then followed by the Besamim. And I think that this is very connected to the first machlokes we discussed. According to Beis Shammai, we say the singular form of the Ner. We can understand that in a little bit of a deeper way as well. And that is, if you look in the Medrash, in Parshas Bereishis, we see over there a fascinating machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that Shabbos was created first, followed by the 7 days of the week. And Beis Hillel says, no, first came the days of the week, followed by Shabbos, which is how we would have understood it by reading the Psukim. But Beis Shammai says that there was a Shabbos preceding the 7 days of creation. And for a deeper understanding of this Medrash, Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains that every week really is comprised of 8 days. We have the 7 days that we know, and then there's the Shabbos before, which is really the source of the days of the week. All the days of the week are really contained in potential form in Shabbos. And there's an Or HaChaim that says that really the world was created only to last for 7 days. And each Shabbos gives the energy for the following week. And if there wouldn't be somebody keeping the Shabbos, the world wouldn't have the energy to carry on. And each Shabbos gives the energy for the following week. The whole week is in the potential form on the Shabbos preceding the week. And that's Beis Shammai's opinion, is stresses the potential. This is a concept. If we look in there's a piece from the Ragachev and Tzafnas Paneach where he has a similar idea where he takes it through many machokas in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In Shas, this idea, this concept, maybe a slightly different form. We as well had different applications of this concept. We're going to limit it right now to the point that we're discussing. And that is that Beis Shammai, when it comes to Ner, focuses on the potential, and therefore has a singular form. And this could help us understand as well the other machlokas. We know that the Besamim signify departure of the Neshama Yisera. That is the Shabbos leaving. And so therefore Beis Shammai, that the Ner, according to Beis Shammai, is an acknowledgement of the Shabbos, the previous Shabbos. So first we address that, and then we discuss the Besamim, which is departure of that Shabbos. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, his Ner is addressing the week to come, and therefore the Besamim, which is the departure of the Neshama Yisera, the previous Shabbos, is done before the Ner. And that gives us, I think, a thorough understanding of the Machlokes and that Mishnah. Now that we understand that, we could come back to the Gemara in Erechin, to the Mishnah in Erechin, the Gemara in Erechin, the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda. And I think it's something we could understand very well. The Gemara over there says that the Kinnur had the seven strings, which is the seven notes of the Leviim in the Shir of the Beis HaMikdash, seven notes corresponding to the seven Shir Shal Yom, seven, each day had its own Shir and its own note as well. So what is that? What is the Shminas? What is that eighth string, that the eighth note that's going to be revealed when the Beis HaMikdash is when Mashiach comes? So having seen the Gemara in the Mishnah Brachos, I think it's something which we can understand very easily. That in the world of colors, in the world of lights, we have a rainbow, but we also have the potential of that as well has been revealed to us. We have the white light, which is the source of the rainbow, like we discussed from the Ramban in Parshas Noach. However, when it comes to the music is something, the Vilna Gaon says that the 49th Shar of Bina, the 49th level in understanding in Bina, is the Shar of music. It's something which is extremely subtle and sublime. And that eighth note, which is, what is that eighth note? So obviously, It's the total of the seven in the form of potential, where they all come to, where they're still together before they've split into eight, into seven different notes, similar to that of the keshes of the rainbow. That's something that has not yet been revealed to us. When Mashiach comes, that eighth note, the root form, where they're still together in the form of potential, we will have it. We'll have it actually in the practical level. We'll actually be able to make use of it. This is a concept. If we find this in many other areas as well, we find this in the Shalah discusses this concept in reference to the Menorah. We had discussed it in how it applies to Hanukkah, and we find it in other areas as well. And I believe this gives us a good understanding of this Mishnah in Erechin, and as well we could understand the Ikar Shira Bekeli of our Gemara, which is this Avoida that is done through using the notes in service of Hashem. I'll just add one last point, which is that the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, the Choshen Mishpat, I believe it's Kuf Tzadi Aleph, where he says there that we're not allowed to play musical instruments in a shul. A shul being a Migdash Ma'at, we're going to discuss that in Mir Tashem in the following daf. But the shul is a Migdash Ma'at. But nonetheless, it's not appropriate to use music. And the Chasam Sofer explains the music is so subtle and so deep and with such kedusha that that's already limited to the real Beis HaMikdash. The Migdash Ma'at is not, that Madreg is not high enough to be able to have the proper usage of the koyach of music. And therefore, for that we await Mashiach, when we will have, once again, the Avodah of the music, but on a new level with the Hiskalos, with the revelation of the Shminas of the eighth note, B'mherav Yameinu Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.